Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
We have hit the midway mark of the Viva La Mock radio program. Appreciate you hanging in, or maybe you just tuned in because you're like, dude, you played boring stuff for the first 2 hours. It's that last 2 hours that you're rocking. Speaking of rocking, you are rocking WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is still Paul, and it is that show called Viva La Mock. I have a WRCT radio and music calendar to get to right now. Before I get to the either of these calendars, I got to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3325. Let's turn our attention to this WRCT music and radio calendar. We're going to start things off with the radio calendar. Some events I'm familiar with that are going on around town. For example, Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 at the Carnegie Museum of Art, they are hosting Inside Out. It's celebrating Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscape with performances, summer jams, art activities, food, drinks, and more. Inside Out extends the museum experience outdoors in a safe, physically distant environment. Enjoy live performances, DJs, art-making, food trucks, local beers, kid-friendly treats, and more. Again, that's Thursdays. Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 down on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. Also, don't forget over at the Warhol, they're doing the Taste of Grace exhibition. We're talking about Grace Jones, the groundbreaking musician, model, actress, and performer. She is unapologetically androgynous, theatrical, and inventive. Of course, Warhol and Jones, they met in the mid-70s and remained lifelong friends. The exhibit actually highlights Jones as a cultural sensation and includes portraits of by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. Find out more information at warhol.org. You can always visit the Warhol down on Sandusky Street on the north side, north shore, whatever they call that these days. This exhibit goes on now through the 29th of November. A couple things happening in September. For example, the Pittsburgh Irish Fest is coming back. It's the 30th annual Celtic celebration. The lineup features new bands, well-known favorites, local Irish dance groups, and so much more on four stages. It's at the Lots at Sandcastle in the Homestead area. It is September 10th through the 12th, which is a Sunday, a Friday through Sunday. For more information, pghirishfest.org. You got the Irish Fest. What about the Scottish Fest? Yeah, well, we call that the Ligonier Highland Games, and the 62nd annual Highland Games is happening out at Idlewild Park in Ligonier. Now, that is Saturday the 18th. It's the following weekend. It's a festive celebration of Scottish culture. You can see Scottish music, traditional games, drumming, traditional food, dancing, crafts. It's fun for the whole family. Gates open at 8 a.m. for a full schedule of events. Go to LigonierHighlandGames.org. And don't forget about the Lawrenceville Farmers Market, which happens each and every Tuesday at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. It's from 3 to 7, rain or shine. There are tons of vendors. It's a good time for good food. More information can be found at, just email market@lunited.org, or you can call 412-802-7220. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, what you have to do is send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention now to that thing I call the WRCT music calendar, which I'm guessing in the month of September is going to be a very fluid music calendar because things are changing, you know? Kiss, the day of their show, it made national headlines, had to postpone their Pittsburgh show this past week. Why? Because Paul Stanley came down with COVID. So we hope he's doing better. And since he was vaccinated, I'm sure his symptoms will be milder because that's what happens when you're vaccinated. You can still get COVID. You can still pass COVID on. But the chances of you being in a hospital respirator, very slim. Very slim. It has nothing to do with my music calendar. So Yes, I know the program director's knocking on the window going, music calendar, Moxer, music, yes, yes, okay, going to the music calendar. Music calendar, here we go. Let's see what's coming up in the next few days, weeks, all that. I don't even know what day it is today. Oh, they, wait, scrolling. Keep that mouse a scrolling. All right, here we go. Here's some shows happening, apparently. Murder Junkies in town on Friday, the 3rd of September, playing Preserving Underground. The Oaks Theater is hosting Pure Gold that same evening, and the Tambritzins are doing a free show at South Park Amphitheater. No Bad Juju down at Vinosky Winery in Ross Traver on Saturday the 4th. Doobie Brothers are out at Star Lake, and Terrapin Flyer at Thunderbird on that day. Waxahachie with Katie Kirby at Mr. Small's on Sunday the 5th. Lindsay Buckingham coming to town on Tuesday the 7th, playing the Carnegie Homestead Music Hall. Hop Along is at the Thunderbird on Tuesday the 7th. Lydia Lunch at Preserving Underground on Wednesday the 8th with Bob Burt of Sonic Youth Connections. Walter Weasel and Tim Dahl all on that bill, according to my calendar. Dinosaur Jr. playing Mr. Smalls on Friday the 10th with Riley Walker. Pixies at Stage AE on the 11th of September. The Struts at Stage AE on the 12th. Fozzy, who was in the Motley Crue mock I did last week at Jurgles on the 12th. Wild Pink and Rat Boys at the Club Cafe on Sunday the 12th as well. And at Mr. Smalls, it's Moon Taxi with Sparkle City Disco. Now, on the 14th, Modern English was supposed to be in town. I have gotten reliable news that show has been postponed to 2022. So no Modern English coming up, but it is on my calendar. It says Candlebox is at the Roxian. I think I saw Candlebox once. I think. Not like on purpose. It was, they were the band playing after a Pirates game. And also, you know, and I realized I knew more of their songs than I didn't realize that I knew. So take that. Carbon Leaf is playing the Thunderbird on the 16th of September. Oh, I think on the 15th, and I mentioned this earlier, it's not actually on my music calendar for good reason. And one is because these are not shows you can just walk in and buy a ticket day of. Steve Wynn is coming to town. He's going to be performing at Bantha, which is a little tea shop on Penn Avenue. So it's going to be an intimate, very intimate show. I reached out to Bantha earlier today, and they said, yeah, there's no postponement announcement at this time, Moxter. But he said, you do have to go to Undertow Music, I think it is. Yes, undertowmusic.com to find out about ticket information and all that. And that's the only way you can get a ticket and get to a show. But I'm pretty excited if that one's still happening. That's on the 15th. Speaking of the 15th, Flogging Molly, Violent Femmes, and the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are at Stage AE, and Deer Tickets at Mr. Small's. Lightning Bolt coming to town on the 17th, playing the Club Cafe. I know. So much. Reckless Kelly at Jurgles on the 19th, and Mr. Small's is hosting a Guar show. How about that? James McMurtry is doing two shows on the 21st, which is a Tuesday. Of course, those are Club Cafe shows. And Bob Mould is on the Mr. Small's schedule for Thursday, the 21st. Okay, I'm gonna pause there because that's a lot of shows. That is a lot of shows, and I got more music to get to. I know, we're already like 10 minutes into the third hour of the Viva La Mock radio program. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in, joining in. You know what? Before I go any further, I should tell you that you can hear the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again 11 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, I, the Moxter, will reveal it at 5 p.m. Just because you're special. You are. Your mom was right all these years. But let's get back into the music. Now, as you are aware, Viva La Mock runs its original programming on a Friday evening starting at 9, and then on Tuesday we do a replay or an encore presentation. Well, if you were listening this past Friday, You might have heard something that didn't sound like the Mockster. And what happened is WRCT had some technical errors and some issues on the back end. And so the Viva La Mock radio show did not run in its entirety. So there were 2 hours, roughly 2 hours of music that that the listeners lost. So here's what the Mockster is doing. The Mockster, which is me, I'll just talk in third person. So I'm going to rerun those 2 hours this Friday, because they still have not seen the light of day, much like that. So instead of replaying those 2 hours and then rerunning them Friday, and then next week you hear them again on Tuesday, I was like, let me just throw something in on the Tuesday encore for this last 2 hours of the Viva La Mock radio program. That's some content, some good stuff, some good music, but not a spoiler alert to some of the great songs that are lined up for you to hear on Friday. So yeah, are you prepared for that? Will you allow me to do that? I hope so. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back, and I've got some of my favorite albums pulled, and I am actually going to play side one. I did this over the summer, back in the spring. I don't remember when I did it, but I'm going to play side one of the debut album of some of my favorite artists. So I'm actually going to start off this segment, as we are continuing the Viva La Mock radio program, with side one of the debut album from New Jersey's The Feelies. Yeah, the Feelies, they were formed back in 1976, and they actually took their name from a fictional entertainment device described in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World book. Yeah, and then they released their debut. So they started off in 76. They didn't release their debut until April of 1980. It was called Crazy Rhythms. It's on Stiff Records. Now, I'm going to tell you, Crazy Rhythms, it commercially was a flop. It just wasn't, like, people just didn't get it, apparently, but it was a critical success. In fact, back in 1980, it placed number 17 on the Village Voice's annual critics poll. And here's some albums it beat out that same year. It beat out David Bowie's Scary Monsters. It beat out Joy Division's Closer. It beat out the Rolling Stones' Emotional Rescue. So that's what the critics were thinking about it. And it took some time for people waited to discover the Feelies. They were very influential on REM in their early years. So let me do this. Let's check out side one of Crazy Rhythms by the Feelies with the first track, The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness.
There's a kid I know, but not too well. Doesn't have a lot to say. Well, this boy lives right next door, and he has nothing to say. Thank you.
little too soon. It's not the first time it's happened. In a moment you said, you don't want to know me. It seems as though that's never done. What I'm seeing as hopeless, you're seeing as fun. There's no really asking if we'd be together tonight. I was raised by different standards. Doesn't seem important. Like to know what matters then. If it happened, they already did. I don't remember it.
Love is love.
It's not my plan.
Love is love.
So it isn't romance.
Love is love.
I think it's cool, I think it's thick.
Love is love.
Don't care what I think.
Nobody's perfect. That's not the way you were raised to be. You try to understand.
wrapping up side one of the Feelies' debut album, Crazy Rhythms, from 1980. That is the song Forces at Work. Before that, Loveless Love also played the first single off that album, which was Fasse La, and the first track on side one, The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness, kicked off the entire album. Hey, I'm the Monster. I'm playing some of my favorite album sides this Tuesday afternoon for you just to hopefully have you enjoy it, as that's just what I feel like doing. So the Feelies, a New Jersey-based band, right? So let's move on to another New Jersey-based band. In fact, they're kind of like college rock or indie rock darlings of the day, at least throughout the 90s and into the 2000s. But back in 1986, they did have their debut album. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Yola Tengo. Yola Tengo, which roughly translates in Spanish to I've Got It, which is a baseball analogy behind that. I'll let you use the Google machine to figure that out. But the band actually formed back in 1984. And their debut album, Ride the Tiger, came out on Coyote Records in 1986. The album was actually produced by Clint Connolly of Mission of Burma fame. So let's just dive into that. Let's check out side one of Ride the Tiger by Yola Tengo.
Guys too high to see. Thank you.
That's The Pain of Pain from Yolotenga's debut album, Ride the Tiger, wrapping up side one of that album for you here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Other tracks you heard in that set before that, The Forest Green, also The Evil That Men Do, and then Yolotenga doing a Ray Davies penned track, Big Sky, and start off the entire album, first track, side one, The Cone of Silence. Hey, you're listening to me, the Mockster. It's a Viva La Mock. It's a Tuesday afternoon, and I'm just filling in some time with some of my favorite album sides, or actually some of my favorite artists, and then going back to their debut album and playing side one. I'm just, you know, I'm making it happen for you because that's what I like doing. We're coming up. We're about 8 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Before we get to any of that, I got to remind you that between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. So take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, visit nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health. And, of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Kind of feel like I should tell you about shows going on here on WRCT, but I can never remember because we're going to be kicking off a new schedule here in like just a couple weeks. But, you know, don't forget, you can always catch Larry Berger, Larry and Ricky on Saturday mornings with the Saturday Light Brigade. It happens. I don't even know what time it starts. It's just when I tune in on Saturday morning, he's there, she's there, and puzzles, games, acoustic music, a bunch of fun. And it's the Saturday Light Brigade here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's go back into another album side. I decided to go back to U2. Yeah, their first release really was an EP called Three, but their first studio album, proper full-length studio album, was Boy. It was the debut album by U2, recorded between July and September of 1980, and then it was released actually on October 20th of 1980 on Island Records. It was produced by Steve Lillywhite. The album actually peaked at number 63 on the U.S. album charts. Now, of course, U2 followed up with a tour, their first U.S. tour, which took them not only throughout the U.S., but right here to Pittsburgh. So I don't know if you were one of the fortunate few who got a chance to see U2 down at the Decade in the Oakland neighborhood when they came to town on that very first tour. But if you were, good for you. Good for you. Let's play some U2. Let's play side one of the Boy album, kicking off with their very first single, I Will Follow. We'll be right back.
this is Adam Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.